2. Sinkoff? The receptionist asked sympathetically. Or Martian fnick juice tea while you wait? Rockmail Ben Applebaum, getting out a genuine Tampa, Florida Garcia y Vega cigarillo, said, I'll just sit, thanks. He lit the cigar, waited, for Miss Freya Holm. He wondered what she looked like, if she was as pretty as the receptionist. A soft voice said, almost timidly, Mr. Ben Applebaum, I'm Miss Holm, if you'll come into my office. She held the door open, and she was perfection. His Garcia y Vega cigarillo dwindled, neglected in the ashtray as he rose to his feet. She, no more than 20, chitin black, long hair that hung freely down her shoulders, teeth white as the glossy bond of the expensive UN info mags. He stared at her, at the small girl in the gold spray bodice and shorts and sandals, with the single camellia over her left ear, stared and thought, and this is my police protection? Sure. Numbly, he passed her, entered her small, contemporarily furnished office. In one glance, he saw artifacts from the extinct cultures of 6 planets. But, Miss Holm, he said then candidly, maybe your employers didn't explain. There's pressure here. I've got one of the most powerful economic syndromes in the Sol system after me. Trails of Hoffman. THL, Miss Holm said, seating herself at her desk and touching the on of her odd recorder, is the owner of Dr. Sepp von Einem's teleportation construct, and hence, monopolistically, has made obsolete the hypersea liners and freighters of Applebaum Enterprise. On her desk before her, she had a folio, which she consulted. You see, Mr. Rockmail Ben Applebaum, she glanced up, I wish to keep you in data reference distinct from your father, the late Maury Applebaum, so... May I call you Rockmail? Yes, he said, nettled by her coolness, her small, firm poise, and the folio which lay before her. Long before he had consulted Listening Instructional Educational Services, or as the pop mine called it in UN egged on derision, Lies Incorporated. The police agency had gathered, with its many monitors, the totality of information pertaining to him and to the collapse from abrupt technological obsolescence of the once formidable Applebaum Enterprise. And? Your late father, Freya Holm said, died evidently at his own instigation. Officially, the UN police listed as Selbstmord, suicide. We, however, she paused, consulting the folio. Rockmail said, I'm not satisfied, but I'm resigned. After all, he could not bring back his heavy, red-faced, nearsighted, and highly overtaxed father, Selbstmord, in the official German of the UN, or not. Miss Holm, he began, but she cut him off, gently. Rockmail, the Telpor electronic entity of Dr. Sepp von Einem, researched and paid for, developed in the several interplan labs of Trails of Hoffman, could do nothing else than bring chaos to the dryage industry. Theodoric Ferry, who is chairman of the board of THL, must have known this when he financed Dr. von Einem at his Schweinfurt labs, where the Telpor... Her voice faded. Rockmail Ben Applebaum sat with a circle of friends around a superior person, very wise and ancient. They called him Abba, which meant daddy. When Abba spoke, the entire settlement listened, and as best they could, the individuals committed to memory what Abba told them, because what that ancient person told them had an absolute quality to it. Abba had not originated in the settlement, but knew things which no one else knew, and he guided them all. Breakthrough occurred, Abba said in his low, gentle voice, and yet THL owned, outside of your father's, the largest single holding of the now-defunct Applebaum Enterprise. Therefore, my little ones know this. Trails of Hoffman Limited deliberately ruined a corporation which it had major investments in, and this, I admit, has seemed strange to us. The wise elderly Abba faded out. Freya Holm glanced up alertly, tossed back her mass of black hair. And now they hound you for restitution, correct? Rockmail blinked. He managed to nod mutely. Quietly, Miss Holm asked, How long did it take a passenger liner of your father's corporation to reach Whale's Mouth with a load of, say, 500 colonists plus their personal effects? After a tormented pause, he said, We never even tried. Years, even at Hypersea. The girl across from him still waited, wanting to hear him say it. With our flagship transport, he said, 18 years. And with Dr. von Einem's teleportation instrument, 15 minutes, he said harshly. And Whale's Mouth, the number 9 planet of the Fomalhaut system, was to date the sole planet discovered either by manned or unmanned observers, which was truly habitable. Truly a second Terra. 18 years, and even deep sleep would not help for such a prolonged period. Aging, although slowed down, although consciousness was dimmed, still occurred. Alpha and Prox, that had been all right. That had been short enough. But Fomalhaut, at 24 light-years. We just couldn't compete, he said. We simply could not carry colonists that far. Would you have tried without von Einem's Telpor breakthrough? Rockmail said. My father was thinking about it. She nodded. But then he died, and it was too late, and now you've had to sell virtually all your ships to meet note payment due dates. Now, from us, Rockmail, you wanted... I still own, he said, our fastest, newest, biggest ship, the Omphalos. She's never been sold, no matter how great the pressure THL has put on me, within and outside the UN courts. He hesitated, then said it. I want to go to Whale's Mouth, by ship. Not by Dr. von Einem's Telpor, and by my own ship, by what we meant to be our... He broke off. I want to take her all the way to Fomalhaut, on an 18-year voyage, alone. And when I arrive at Whale's Mouth, I'll prove... Yes, Freya said. Prove what, Rockmail? As he sat there, formulating his answer, he saw again the tender, intelligent shape of Abba. But Abba did not look human. A fur of darkness and complexity covered Abba, and as the wise one spoke, his voice seemed shrill and eerie. Remnants of the dream, Rockmail realized, coming back at me in my waking state. Abba said, There lies a wonderful place. In it lies very fine food. In it lies. The last word lingered in Rockmail's mind. Lies. Across from him, the girl waited for him to answer. Lies, he said. Something about lies. Oh, the name they give us. Freya laughed. A pun, he thought. The two words sound the same, spelled the same, but mean different things. That we could have done it, Rockmail said. Had von Einem not come along with that teleportation thing that... He gestured and felt, within him, impotent fury. And still the word lingered in his mind, traced there by Abba, who was wise, but who was not human. Lies. Freya said, Telpor is one of the most vital discoveries in human history, Rockmail. Teleportation from one star system to another. 24 light-years in 15 minutes. When you reach Whale's Mouth by the Omphalos, I, for instance, will be... she calculated, 43 years old. He was silent. What? Freya asked in a soft voice. Would you accomplish by your trip? He thought. This is Lies Incorporated that I am sitting here talking to. The last people in the world I should be talking to. I may have been programmed by them to come here. Programmed subliminally in my sleep, my dreams, which explains the word lies. Presently, Freya said, reading from her folio, You have, for 6 months now, been thoroughly checking out the Omphalos at a concealed, even from us, launch field and maintenance dock on Luna. She is now considered ready for the inter-system flight. Trails of Hoffman has tried through the courts to attach her, to claim her as their legal property. This you have managed to fight, so far. But now... My lawyers tell me, Rockmail said, that 3 days stand between me and THL seizing the Omphalos. You can't blast off within 3 days. The deep sleep equipment, it's a week from being readied. He let out his breath raggedly. A subsidiary of THL manufactures vital components. They've been held up. Freya nodded. And your coming here is to request us to pick up the Omphalos with one of our veteran pilots, disappear with her for at least a week until she's ready for the flight to Fomalhaut, correct? That's it, he said, and sat waiting. After a pause, Freya said, You can't pilot the ship yourself? I'm not good enough to lose her, Rockmail said. They'd find me. But yours, one of your top-line pilots? He did not look directly at her. It meant too much. You can pay our fee of... Nothing.
Nothing?
I have absolutely no funds. Later, as I continue to liquidate the assets of the corporation, possibly I... Freya said.
There's a note here from my employer, Mr. Glazer Holiday. He observes that you're post-credless.
His instructions to us, she read the note silently.
However, we're to cooperate with you.
Why?
My employer doesn't say. We've been aware of your financial helplessness for some time.
Glancing up at him, she said, We will okay the dispatch of an experienced pilot who will take... Then you expect me to come here. She gazed at him. Did you suggest that I come here? He said. Because, to be honest with you, I do not trust Lies Incorporated.
Well, we lie a lot, she smiled.
But you can save the Omphalos.
Probably. Our pilot, and he will be one of our best, will take the Omphalos off where THL, where even the UN agents acting for the Secretary General, Herr Horst Berthold, won't find her.
Probably, he echoed.
This our man can do, Freya continued. While you manage, if you can, to obtain the final components of the deep sleep equipment. But I doubt if you'll obtain those components, Rockmail. There's an additional memo here to that effect, too.
You're correct. Theodoric Ferry sits on its board of directors, too, and this is all legal. This monopoly which the firm possesses. Her smile was bitter.
UN sanctioned.
He was silent. Obviously, it was hopeless. No matter how long the Lies Incorporated professional and ultra-veteran space pilot kept the huge liner the Omphalos lost between planets, the components would be held up unavoidably, as the invoices marked back order would read.
I think, Freya said presently, that your problem is not the mere obtaining of deep sleep components. That can be handled. There are ways. We, for instance, can, although this will cost you a good deal of money eventually. Pick them up on the black market. Your problem, Rockmail.
I know, he said. His problem was not how to get to the Fomalhaut system, to its ninth planet, Whale's Mouth, which...
Again, the furred body phased in, the superimposition.
There it lies, Abba said. Lies, lies, lies.
Damn double exposure of reality, Rockmail said to himself. He blinked. What is this? A reality dysfunction of some kind? Or something coming from his right hemisphere to his left? Some vital information available to the right which it now urged on the left? Which was Terra's sole thriving colony world. In fact, his problem was not the 18-year voyage at all. His problem was...
Why go at all?
Abba intoned, the vast animal figure to whom they all looked for the dispensation of wisdom.
When Dr. von Einem's teleport construct, available at a nominal cost through any of Trails of Hoffman's many retail outlets on Terra,
yes, yes, Rockmail thought irritably,
makes the trip a mere 15-minute minor journey, and within financial reach of even the most modest, income-wise speaking, Terran family.
Abba smiled his tender smile.
Consider that, dear son.
Aloud, Rockmail said, Freya, the trip by Telpor to Whale's Mouth, it sounds fine. And 40 million Terran citizens had taken advantage of it. And the odd and vid reports returning, via the Telpor construct, all told glowingly of a world not overcrowded, of tall grass, of odd but benign animals,
of new and lovely cities built by robot assists taken across at UN expense to Whale's Mouth. But, Freya said, who was now combined with Abba into one tender and wise entity, huge and furry and pretty. The peculiar fact is that it's a one-way trip. Instantly, he nodded. Yes, that's it. Sure it is, Freya Abba said as with a single voice. No one can come back, Rockmail said. The double entity smiled in a cunning way, a sly way. That is easily explained, my son. The soul system is located at the axis of the universe.
What the hell does that mean? Rockmail said.
The recession of the extragalactic nebula demonstrate von Einem's theorem 1 that...
The voice turned into garbled noise, and the double impositions blurred as if a locking control had gotten twisted. The entire image became warped and deformed, and then, suddenly, the double figure facing him was upside down.
There must, Rockmail continued as best he could, considering that he was now talking to a dual entity which was upside down. Out of those 40 million people, be a few who want to return, but the TV and PAPE reports say they're all actually totally ecstatically happy. Well, you've seen the endless TV shows. Life at New Colonized Land, it's...
The upside-down figure belched.
Lies, it said.
What? Rockmail said.
Too perfect, Rockmail?
The figure slowly rotated until it became right side up, and then Abba faded out. Only the girl remained.
Statistically, malcontents must exist. Why do we never hear of them? And we can't go and take a look?
Because if you went by teleport to Whale's Mouth and saw you were there as they were to stay. So if you did find malcontents, what could you do for them? Because you could not take them back, you could only join them. And he had the intuition that somehow this just wouldn't be of much use. Even the UN left New Colonized Land alone. The countless UN welfare agencies, the personnel and bureaus newly set up by the present Secretary General, Horst Berthold, from New Whole Germany, the largest political entity in Europe. Even they stopped at the Telpor gates. Neues Einige Deutschland, NED. Far more powerful than the mangy, dwindling French Empire or the UK. They were pale remnants of the past. And New Whole Germany, as the election to UN Secretary General of Horst Berthold showed, was the wave of the future, as the Germans themselves like to phrase it.
So, in other words, Freya said, you'd take an empty passenger liner to the Fomalhaut system, spend 18 years in transit, you, the sole unteleported man, among the 7 billion citizens of Terra, with the idea, or should I say the hope, that when you arrive finally at Whale's Mouth in the year 2032, you'll find a passenger complement, 500 or so unhappy souls who want out. And so you then can resume commercial operations. Von Einem takes them there in 15 minutes, and then 18 years later you return them to Terra, back home to the Sol system.
Yes, he said fiercely.
Plus another 18 years for them too, for the flight back. For you, 36 years in all. You'd return to Terra in the year, she calculated, 2050 AD. I'd be 61 years old. Theodoric Ferry, even Horst Berthold, would be dead. Perhaps Trails of Hoffman Limited wouldn't even exist anymore. Certainly Dr. Sepp von Einem would be dead years ago. Now, let's see, he's in his 80s now. No, he'd never live to see you reach Whale's Mouth, let alone return. So if all this is to make him feel bad...
Is it insane, Rockmail said, to believe first that some unhappy persons must be stuck at Whale's Mouth, and yet we're not hearing, via THL's monopoly of all info media, all energy passing back this way? And second,
Freya said, to want to spend 18 years of your life in getting there to rescue them. Professional intent, she eyed him. Is this idealism?
Or is this vengeance against Dr. von Einem because of his Telpor construct that made your family's liners and commercial carriers obsolete for intersystem travel? After all, if you do manage to leave in the Omphalos, it'll be big news, a novelty. It'll be fully covered on TV and in the papes here on Terra. Even the UN won't be able to squelch the story. The first sole manned vessel to go to Fomalhaut. Not just one of those old-time instrument packages. Why, you'd be a time capsule. We'd all be waiting for you to arrive first there and then, in 2050, back here. A time capsule, he said. Like the one fired off at Whale's Mouth, which never arrived here on Terra. She shrugged. Passed Terra by. Was attracted by the sun's gravitational field. Was swallowed up unnoticed. Unnoticed by any tracking station? Out of over 6,000 separate monitoring devices in orbit in the Sol system, none detected the time capsule when it arrived. Frowning, Freya said, What do you mean to imply, Rockmel? This time capsule, Rockmel said, from Whale's Mouth, the launching of which we watched years ago on TV, it wasn't detected by our tracking stations because it never arrived. And it never arrived, Miss Holm, because despite those crowd scenes, it was never sent. You mean what we saw on TV? The vid signals via Telpor, Rockmel said, which showed the happy masses at Whale's Mouth cheering at the vast public launching ceremony of the time capsule, were fakes. I've run and rerun recordings of them. The crowd noise is spurious. Reaching into his cloak, he brought out a 7-inch reel of iron oxide Ampex and tape. He tossed it onto her desk. Play it back, carefully. There were no people cheering, and for a good reason, because no time capsule containing quaint artifacts from the Fomalhaut ancient civilizations was launched from Whale's Mouth. But, she stared at him in disbelief, then picked up the odd tape, held the reel uncertainly. Why? I don't know, Rockmail said, but when the Omphalos reaches the Fomalhaut system and Whale's Mouth and I see new colonized land, I'll know. And, he thought, I don't think I'll find 10 or 60 malcontents out of 40 million. By that time, of course, it'll be something like a billion colonists. I'll find. He ended the thought abruptly. He did not know. But eventually, he would know. In the little matter of 18 years.